Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Oaks owns a great, very popular grocery store where they don't wear the little slave mask. They haven't done it from the beginning. He joins us next segment. The trial of the president is beginning. It's a fake trial. It's not even constitutional. Supreme Court justice is it over, as the Constitution says, so it's not really an impeachment. So the Democrats have to run it. It's a show event, and it's being gabbled in by Leahy, or whatever the hell his name is. Let's go ahead and fade this up.
The Senate in prayer.
All these mummies confuse me. Look at these clowns wearing masks. Turn this up. He's talking.
Take control of this impeachment trial. Lord, permit the words of the New England poet James Russell Lowell.
So the left wants religion out of everything, but then they say a fake prayer. And Bruce Springsteen has, you know, these ads with crosses everywhere to buy a Jeep when Jeep openly endorsed Biden, the pedophile. These people are sick. But that's what part of the Satanism is, part of rubbing it in. Here, let's go back to this clown wearing his mask.
To decide in the strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Mighty God, could it really be that simple?
Well, I would never pray.
Could it really be just truth?
Just a boasting Pharisee.
Striving against falsehood.
Scares the hell out of me watching this.
Striving against evil. Powerful.
Well, you're reading off a piece of paper.
Have
it's actually praying
mercy
to God.
On our beloved land. We pray in your magnificent name. Amen.
Oh, in your name, but didn't say it. They'll say a woman. These clowns, it just never ends, man. Oh, don't have crosses. Oh, here they are in a Jeep ad to bring in a pedophile to sell us out to China. I mean, it's totally sick. Totally sick.
Business is closed. Morning business is closed, and the Senate will convene as a court of impeachment. They ask senators to be seated. If there's no objection, the journal of proceedings of the trial are approved to date. And ask the Sergeant at Arms to make the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the article of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump.
Again, look at this clown woman with her mask. It's all clown garbage. And big tech censors, as we point out, it's all bull. All these criminal clowns, how there's this deadly virus and you're all dirty and we got to lock you up. This is all just, and then we had a president try to actually take the country back from these communists, and here they are all pissed. Now they march in, the Democratic slime bag, so-called prosecutors. Just look at these people. It's all like a lawyer ad on TV where the lawyer's coming to get you. We're the lawyers. They're all just presiding like demonic buzzards over the collapse of the Republic. Let's continue with that Leahy skeleton.
The managers on the part of the House representatives and counsel for the former president of the United States.
Again, the judge is of the other party. In the Constitution, you can't do that.
Majority leader is right.
In the Bill of Rights, you can't do that. This is a sham on every front. Look at Schumer. Let's hear from that dog meat.
Structure. The second impeachment trial Donald John.
You never
Trump.
Had a trial, you lying it's sack of garbage. To. Everything out of his mouth's a freaking lie.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K. Taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Oaks Farms, seed to table. Man, I tell you, I live 100 miles from there. I would definitely go there. We got the sham trial launched by Chuckie Schumer, with Senator Leahy running it, not the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, because it's not in the Constitution that you can have a trial of a president after he's out of office. A 10-year-old, again, could understand that. We'll be tracking that and watching that. For the next 4 hours, they're just debating whether they can have a trial or not. Well, they already were told you can. It's in the Constitution. But nevertheless, they're having it. But you talk about the archetype of free market, of what America's about, of private businesses leading the way. Globalism is about private businesses getting together under the big banks and getting rid of the small businesses and having corporations have governance and force you to be bullied into their submission. We're all being told we're non-essential. We're all being told that we have to submit to these people that oh, their companies stay open and oh, the Democrats don't have to wear a mask, but you do. Oh, Lightfoot of Chicago, she can get a haircut. She's important, she said. Just like Kerry said, I fly in a private jet. You can't even have a car. I'm important. And it's the same thing Pelosi said. Well, I got to get my hair done. You just can't get your hair done. And so I've learned that Alfie Oaks, the owner and founder and from the grassroots creator of this great grocery store there in Naples, Florida, that he has not been wearing masks since the beginning. And so big things start small. Everyone I know is totally sick of this garbage. So you've seen the media attack him. Here's a 2-minute video from his Facebook where it actually lays out why he's really doing all this. It's amazing. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Alfie Oaks with Oaks Farms, and recently there's been a viral explosion exposing our store for the great job that we're doing here in Naples, Florida. We didn't start doing anything new. We've never worn masks since day one. I've never worn a mask in my life. We have 3,200 employees, and everyone that wants to wear a mask can. Every customer that comes in that wants to wear a mask can. Just most people choose not to. And there's a reason for that, because people are not dying. I know that a lot of people that have been deceived up in the Northeast really think that this, and I can explain a lot more of this, and we'll get into detail on a longer video, but basically, there's 1,150 people moving to Florida every day because we don't have these ridiculous, absurd lockdown measures. We are the busiest store in all of Southwest Florida. Every day, our parking lot is jam-packed from morning to night because we let people make the choice. And most of the people choose not to wear a mask, and that's personal responsibility. And they're not getting sick. There's really not. If this was a very contagious, deadly virus like the media wants you to believe, why are my 3,200 employees not falling ill in the last year? Why we're hugging, kissing, You know, we're living our lives. We're eating healthy. We have strong immune systems. We're not afraid of the virus. I've had people laughably tell me that I shouldn't be able to get a vaccine. I would never take a vaccine. I would shoot myself in the shoulder before I would ever take a vaccine. It's really scary. The best thing you can do for yourself is eat these fresh fruits and vegetables, have a healthy lifestyle, breathe freely, breathe in and out freely, and love all the people that you're with. Love your neighbor. I've never felt more love in my life than I have in the last year, because people are so happy that someone will stand up and come against this insanity. And I understand so many of you that are scared to death because you're watching the media. You got to turn the TV off. The media is the virus. The lies from the media are the virus. God bless everybody. Love you. Stay safe and come down to Florida with the other 1,150 people a day if you're living in a tyrannical government.
Wow. So Alfie Oakes joins us for the rest of the hour. I know he's a busy guy. You know, we sell Winter Sun. It's high quality vitamin D3. But what he's saying is true. Look at the tan this guy has. If I was in Florida, I'm a sun lover too. If you get a lot of sun, basically you never get sick. I've been sick like one time in 5 years, a little bitty fever that I had last January, probably COVID. But all the medical scientists know what he's saying is true. They just get censored. And so you only got to see a little bitty clip of him on the national news. That's what he actually has to say. And again, it's popular. It's free association. It's what made America. So, Mr. Oakes, I've got your bio here. You're a self-made, hardworking businessman inspired by heritage. You grew up working at your father's small roadside store near Moore Shore in East Fort Myers to start his own venture as a teenager. And now here you are with one of the most successful grocery stores in Florida. I was looking it up, and all the thousands of employees you've got, 2,000 plus, and just everything. This is success on success, and hopefully you can lead us out of this darkness, because, man, there's, as you know, Fauci says the mask never comes off. We're all non-essential. This is scary. So to see a small business like yours compared to the big mega stores that are helping keep things shut down, lead us out of this is just so exciting. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alex, for having me. I've been waiting for an opportunity to get the truth out to the nation here. We've been, as you saw in the video there, we've never been wearing masks, and none of our employees have died. According to the national average, 4.8 of our employees should have already died by now. We have much less illness than the national average around here. And the reason is because we're breathing freely. We're getting plenty of sunshine. We're eating healthy. Those are the things that the media should be harping on. Not constantly this false narrative of wearing the mask. I hope that I can empower some other businesses. I'd like to get, maybe we could start some coalition like Bold Business Owners for Liberty to come out against this insanity. And that's
okay. Well, you're reading my mind, because I'm trying to give you the floor, because I'll jump in a lot. You got me excited here, sir. You should be the leader of a national coalition and a national movement and an alliance. And if people did these alliances, I would only shop with them.
Exactly. Right now, I feel like we have the one thing that we have as the majority of the people in this country, because one thing I do think that we're the majority.
Oh, we are.
Those fake ballots don't buy products. So if we band together and we don't buy from the people that are supporting this false narrative, and we support the small businesses, I mean, that's what they're trying to crush here. We know what the game is. They're coming for one reason, to take out the small businesses in our country, and we need to unify. There's really only one thing that we have left, the people that are the conservatives, the people that have their heads on right, is that we do have the dollars and we have the bullets. Let's try before. Hopefully we don't get to the bullets, but let's try to use our dollars first. Let's join forces, get together, use our dollars, and we can make a huge difference just with that.
That's right. History shows, and it's even more important today, 90% of war is information and money. We have the truth. We have the money while we still have it, while small business is still there. So I'll say it right now, General Oakes, you've showed the example. You built your own company. You're the first to stand up in a big way. It's been wildly successful. You are the model of leading us out of this darkness.
Well, I feel blessed to be. A lot of people have asked me why I'm putting myself out on the line. I am concerned about three-letter agencies of the government already the very first day. The ad came out on the national news on the 4th. On the 5th, we already got letters from the Department of Labor wanting to investigate us. So we knew we expect that to be the way that it's going to go down. I am willing to risk whatever it takes to get the truth. I think our president was one of the few people that I've ever known in my lifetime that was willing to put it all on the line for the country. That's why we love him. That's why he reminds us of the patriots, the people that founded this country, that were willing to put everything on the line for our freedoms. And I'm in for the fight.
Well, sir, I am so ready to do this. And everybody I know, all my family, my wife, they want to go to stores that don't do this. They want to support people that are patriots. It's not even about left or right. It's about common sense. And you're right. Trump put it all on the line. He lost $2 billion, over 1,000 lawsuits against him. They're trying to destroy him. But he didn't back down. He said it 6 months ago. He said they're probably going to remove me through fraud. I'm going to be gone for a while, meaning come back. But I can't back down. We have one shot at this. And you're right. We have to all, like Patrick Henry or George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin, say, damn it. Because here's the deal. It's only going to get worse if we keep laying down. So it's only up from here. We'll be right back with Alfie Oaks, Facebook Alfie Oaks. Incredible. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Florida, they're in Naples, but across the world. Alfie Oaks is the founder and the owner of his very successful grocery store that's got over 2,000 employees. He started working again in a little grocery store when he was a kid with his dad, a little store, and then now has built this from the ground up. Just like we built InfoWars the last 27 years. And there's so many of these beautiful little businesses that the system wants to vertically integrate and shut down. They admit the Great Reset is all about that. And so, Mr. Oaks, talk to the media, but you only saw that one little short clip of him on every ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. Here he is actually on a big national show with millions of listeners, able to talk about the reality. But he was bringing up the fraud of this. Rules for clown world. Masks don't work. Wear it. Vaccines don't work. Take it. And now they've had Merck pull back their vaccines saying they don't work and hurt people. South Africa pulled the vaccine saying it doesn't work. Australia pulled the vaccine, said it didn't work. But then there's deaths all the time. They admit from it. But Facebook says you're not allowed to talk about it. That is crazy. And they're in Florida again. Tampa mayor threatens police investigations of Super Bowl fans who don't wear a mask. But then she's caught at the game not wearing a mask. And at parties not wearing masks. This is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Facebook to ban claims about man-made COVID-19, also unsafe, saying if people say vaccines aren't effective or could have a problem, you're banned too, according to the UN. The UN is the boss. So going back to our guest, Alfie Oaks, sir, please continue with your data, why you did this, the response you've gotten. Because I know when I'm seeing history happen. When I had Trump on the show, when he was first running, I knew history was about to happen. I can feel history with what you and others are doing. So are you picking up the magic of how excited people are about what you've done?
I'm blown away at the response we've got. First of all, I'd like to say that here in Florida, it's been good for business. I know, you know, Sam Brock came to do this hit piece on me, but the truth is I owe him several, I owe much to him, actually. The hit piece he did actually brought about an extra $1 million worth of business to our company. Because everyone came out to support us here.
You're talking about the first reporter that, ooh, look, I caught him. Here they are all smiling. The store looks so happy. Everybody looks so good. And it's all big lines of happy people. And, oh, my God, he caught you like you did this in the dark.
Yes, 100%. Well, he came in and I could tell he was from New York or somewhere. And I didn't know he was a reporter at that time. But later on, I found out he was a reporter, and he came in, and really, the number one, he represents the number one thing that has destroyed this country. It's the fake news. It's the false narrative that we get from the media. If the media would have told the truth about our great president, Donald Trump, he would have 40 out of 50 states, he would have won hands down. And I'm not certain that didn't happen anyway, but he 100%, and they are the enemy of the people. And this gentleman, I filmed the piece that he did. It wasn't that great of audio, but they took everything that I said out of context. But we expected them to do that. I knew that was going to happen. But they come with the headline and then create the story afterwards. It's a total false narrative from the media in just about every single
but
piece
now
of trash
you've
that
got
we
the floor.
To.
You've got the floor to say whatever you want, Mr. Oaks.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you that I know from firsthand experience that this is a farce. I talked to one of the world's leading epidemiologists a year ago. Senator Rick Scott put me in touch with him. We got on the phone just because I wanted to make sure I wasn't making the wrong move here. And I urged Senator Scott to get to Trump and tell him not to fall into this trap, because it seemed like a trap to me to do the shutdown, because we know that without this shutdown, it's very likely Donald Trump would be our president right now. All those pieces fell into place to take, you know, for no other reason than to take down our great president. And I was begging him to try to get the, you know, that truth up to the top. And I talked to the epidemiologist for an hour and 45 minutes. And I was convinced when I got done with him, this is back in February last year, that there was absolutely no reason to ever do a shutdown or to wear a mask.
Well, you can pull it up. There are all these epidemiologists, all these virologists, all these scientists, like the head of the Rockefeller University and the head of the major hospital, and they come out and they say it's, quote, the biggest hoax. Guys, just type into Google, Infowars.com is a prefix, and then say COVID-19 biggest hoax in history. And you will see these people saying, there's top pathologists claim coronavirus, the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public, and it's all the scientists. My dad's a doctor. I hadn't had a checkup in 5 years. I was at the doctor's office getting a checkup and all that stuff yesterday, prodding and probing, and they were all listeners, and they were all saying it's a fraud. There were three medical doctors. I had one doctor there. More came in to talk to me and tell me COVID was all BS. I was mobbed by doctors.
I've had hundreds of doctors in here to the store, and they all come here. They're not wearing a mask, and I try to get them. I said, "Will you please just do a little Facebook video with me and tell them how absurd it is?" And I'm telling you that maybe out of 300 will do it because they don't want to lose their job. So it's cancel culture at its finest. And we know, you know, the people that were bold enough to come against this. Dr. Simone Gold was here at the store, and I was up there
and
supporting
they arrested
our president.
Her.
Yeah, and I was up there with her on the 6th supporting our president, and they arrested her for no other reason. She put her whole career on the line to come out and speak the truth, and it's unbelievable. Like, it's not even the America that any of us can recognize now that you can be, you know, there's just as many, maybe more professionals that are coming out with just as many credentials against this whole lockdown and mask mandate as there is of the people that are sitting up there like Fauci saying to wear three masks or anything. It's insanity.
You know, they keep saying hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Now, all these studies came out confirming it's basically 99% effective.
Well, let me tell you something. A handful of people that we've had, of anyone in our store that had illness, that's the treatment that they got, and most of them were better in 2 or 3 days. There, you know, and that's another thing. When in history has a drug ever that works so in such amazing way ever been taken off, you know, off the market for that specific function? Any logical person has to ask themselves what's going on here. We just had my county commissioner responded to this article that Sam Brock wrote on the 4th. He was actually in the article and said his biggest concern was that the hospitals were going to be overloaded here in Naples. This was last week. And an ER nurse did a video there that works at the hospital that's only a half a mile down the street from us and said that they've never been overloaded and that there are 20% less people going through there than last year. She said it's there's nothing going on there. So how can this be the concern?
That's beautiful truth. Because, again, it's the nurses and doctors are telling the truth, but they get censored. And we're going to come back from break, but think about that you have hundreds of doctors come through and maybe one would talk. Oh, they'll tell you all day about how it's a fraud, it's a lie. And as soon as you say, come on the air, oh, no, can't do it. Don't you think I asked those three doctors to come on yesterday? Nope. Sorry, Alex, but, hey, just keep it up. We appreciate you. And I'm not mad at them, but since when can a doctor not have speech? Since when can they not tell you what they know? This is insane. But he's calling them out. The Emperor's New Clothes, Alfie Oaks. Find him on Facebook at Alfie Oaks. And he's got his great Seed to Table operation right there in Naples, Florida. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team, you're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Well, regular listeners to the Alex Jones Show know that I don't fawn over people. I mean, hell, I've had Donald Trump on, I'd get this excited, but I know leadership when I see it. I know victory. It's not some cruddy store. It's already a super successful store. It's set up by a guy that built it from the ground up. It's demonstrated that basically nobody got sick. And it's called the whole hoax out. And so if we can simply get these sheeple to see an example of a win where they make money, they do the right thing, people are safe, they're happy, free association, wear a little clown mask if you want to, where you get viral pneumonia and bacterial pneumonia, all the studies show, Fauci authored a study in 2008, that most of the people that died in the swine flu that killed 50 million people was the bacterial pneumonia. Now they admit the mRNA vaccine is a gene therapy. and that it's going to cause massive autoimmune responses to regular cold viruses. But Gates is doing something big and nasty here. And now Fauci says the mask never come off. So I wish I was in Naples, Florida. Gosh, one of the prettiest cities I've ever seen. I've actually told my wife to move to Destin or Naples. But seriously, because I mean, Texas is not Texas anymore. I'm seriously considering, I don't have the money to move the whole operation, but I might move to Florida myself part of the time to be away from these insane people, because it's like the Free State Project. It's so hard to take over a state. But if you get business owners and employees to say, hey, we're a movie theater, we're not wearing masks, or wear one if you want to. Or, hey, we're, because it's all color of law. It's all a fraud. It's all BS. So I know you're busy running your great company. I think you stepped into destiny and history here, Mr. Oak. And I think you should just start the website and the alliance. And it's just an idea of an alliance and the code. And the idea is start having meetings with different businesses. And I think, I mean, here's an example. I've seen some of your store. I bet you've got your own line of products, own thing. Maybe I should buy them in bulk and sell them myself. I mean, we need to put money into things. Money is power. Money is a symbol of energy. And it's literally like, if you didn't worship the old Greek gods, they thought they went away. Well, if you don't support people with money, they go away. And the globalists know that. So they're waging war on us. So the answer is support what you're doing. And I love the fact that it looks like your store was already really busy, but has it gone up since you did the no mask or let people make their own decisions?
Well, we've always done the no mask. So we've been, I mean, we just opened this particular store, which is our third store in Collier County, about, 3 months before this insanity started. So, we've never done the mask, but we are the busiest store in all of Southwest Florida. And the one thing that I'd like to tag along with what you said is, we've all looked at the geographical map of the United States. Now, with the exception of right being in one of these, in the middle of one of these, you know, really liberal cities, which I don't know if they're really as liberal as they make it out to be. There could be a lot of fake votes that's been going on there.
By election fraud. You just said it. These are permanently captured authoritarian dictatorships, little mini dictatorships. Go ahead.
So outside of that area, we know that around 95% of the geographical U.S. is red. We know that the majority of the people in those areas have their head screwed on right. But there is a very vocal side of the left. But I came out against the BLM like early on. I lost a school contract here. We sold the schools, Lee County School System, all their produce, and we lost the school contract. And we're suing them, and we're going to win because it's a very corrupt school district.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt. I saw the lunches from the local news you were sending out. That looked gourmet, man. I wish you were supplying my kids' lunches.
Well, all the people that work in the cafeterias say that they wish that we had our product again, another thing that we can jump on is everyone's got to get involved with local politics, because this corruption is not just at the top. It's throughout. And, you know, I never knew until I really dug into this local school board with private investigators and such that how corrupted they were. But there's corruption all through the United States. And right now, if we take back to that map that you showed, you know, 90%+ are red. Old business owners can come out, and even though they're going to get some nasty phone calls, the other day we had 1,000 phone calls. I had people, even though our store has been much busier, we did more business than we've ever did on any Saturday, since we've been open right after that piece. But we had 1,000 phone calls of people telling me that they were going to come kill everybody here. These are the nice people from the left. It's almost like a psychosis. They said they're going to kill everyone here. They said that they're going to kill me. They said I had a small penis. They said, okay, you know, the most disgusting things that you see these people coming out and saying to the girls, to these nice young ladies that are answering the phones at our store. And it hit me. I'm like, what could possibly be wrong with people to take this, to go to this measure just because we're allowing people the choice? We're not telling someone that they can't wear a mask. We're giving them the choice to do what they think is best for their own body.
And I want you to get everything out here, because you're not being censored here, brother. We're live. But the leadership, you're right. I talk to 80-90% of people. I ask them at a grocery store or here where I can't get sun, a tanning salon or wherever. I go, hey, you guys like wearing masks? They go, no, we hate it. And by the way, my dad listens to you, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to wear masks. And then I go in the coffee shop, same deal. I go to the store. But it takes a leader to have a business. That's where we congregate, the town square, to say, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. And it seems like your employees look super happy in the videos I've seen compared to what I see at Whole Foods.
I give my employees, all my employees that want to sign up and do a doctor every day, we gave them the opportunity to drink this doctor drink, and it's loaded with a whole bucket full of vegetables. I do two or three of them a day. And I actually came out, and you can, I reposted up to the top of my Facebook page, that, you know, this is back a year ago. I said, don't worry about wearing a mask. Don't worry about social distancing or you know, for sure not confining yourself in your home. Just drink, come and drink one of these doctors every day. And that's the most important way to fight the coronavirus or any illness is a good health. And I even said to the gentleman, Sam Brock, I'm like, why? Since all of a sudden the media's only concern seems to be everyone's health, which is something new. Why don't you talk to them about, you know, eating healthy, because heart disease and these other things. We, you know.
Hold on, because they've been trying to ban people talking about D3 zinc and C, which you die without, which is antiviral, which you must have. Now they've had to admit it. But let's talk about that, because that's important. And then what you weren't able to say in the interview that they cut, this is your chance to put it on record.
Yeah. So what I said on that interview that they cut, and he tried to make me look like a fool as if I didn't know the difference between a heart disease or you know, COVID that would be transmissible. And what I was saying is that there's three times more people, maybe in reality, 10 times more people that die every year of heart disease. And why are we not talking about eating healthy? First of all, if this was a true pandemic, and you can go on the CDC website and verify this, I'm sure that you have, but it shows that 94% of the people that died of other comorbidities, right? So the difference between causation, it's a big difference if it caused it or if it's correlation, where you just happen to be there. And we know that if it was a real pandemic, you wouldn't need 94% of the deaths to be from other illnesses. They would be from the actual pandemic. And that's why I said that this whole thing is a hoax. And I came out last year and I called the whole thing a hoax. I was probably one of the first people in the country to come out really strong against it, because this was back in February, March, when a lot of people were still fearful of it. And believe me, the 80, 90 year old people that were coming through the store with no masks and employees that are in their 70s, I was a little bit concerned for them, but it was up to them to make their own choice. And they're all still with us here today. So,
I totally agree. I saw they were criticizing the governor of South Dakota for running ads saying take vitamin D3. It's a fact. If you don't have it, you'll die. I mean, why don't they want us to know this?
So that's, you know, first of all, they're not interested in the truth. And it really probably doesn't help them for us to live longer and do critical thinking. So those are things that they're against. I mean, for my father spent his whole life preaching about healthy eating. It's one of the reasons I've never had a cold in 20 years. I've never missed a day of work ever in my life. And it's all from what you put in your body. I mean, it comes down to a few simple things: exercise, good healthy food, sunshine, and breathing in and out freely. And that's what's going to make us happy, healthy people. And, you know, he was showing me these studies of people that eat really good, that are live up in some area in the mountains of Russia or something, and they're 85, 90 years old. They fall off a horse and they get back up like, you know, their bodies are like they're 30 or 40 years old because of what they put in their bodies. Here in the United States, because they want you to take all these pharmaceuticals and all this crap, no one in my family's ever taken any type of medicine. We let our food be our medicine. And, you know, if there's any good message to get out to people, is think about what you're putting in your body, and that's what's going to be the COVID.
Stay there. Seed the table. Oak Farms, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I got off the riverboat New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked
Oaks Farms,
gambling house.
That's Oaks in plural is the website, oaksfarms.com. Alfie Oaks is the owner and founder. He's got, I guess, 3 stores or more. We got 1 10-and-a-half-minute segment left. I want to invite him back up on the other shows. What he's doing is beautiful. It's the way out of this. There's not a law in Florida to wear these masks. It's all intimidation. If you want to wear it, don't. If you do want to wear it, go ahead. So, again, because I can jump in a lot. What you're saying is all dead on, and we're just agreeing with each other. But in the 10 minutes we have left, what else you want to get on record, talk about, and where this is all going? Because Fauci now says it's never going to end. It's a power grab. They admit it is. The Great Reset admits it's about, as you said, bankrupting small businesses. You figured that out and sussed that out a year ago. Others are figuring it out now. So I think the backlash is just beginning. But I already see it being huge.
Yeah. So the number one thing, we have to band together, and I think we need a strong social media platform that you know won't be taken down, so that we can band together. There's 100 million people in this country that are looking for direction. Everybody kind of feels, for lack of a better term, they feel neutered right now. They all know the truth, but they don't know where to join together. And you know, with your show, we can list all these companies that we have to get off of. I can't even stand. It almost makes me want to throw up that I'm still on Facebook, but it's still a platform for me to reach a lot of people.
Use it. Absolutely. Use it as much as you can. Damn right.
Yeah. So I don't want to support them though. I don't want to help them because we have lots of views on everything we put, and I don't want to help them out. But I'd love to get on a great platform. But I'm hoping that our, you know, that Donald Trump will come up with a good media platform. I'm actually going to have a dinner with Tucker Carlson this Saturday, and I'm hoping that he jumps over onto a platform because we like to give that money. One of the things that disgusts me is everyone that all this, the media, you know, the media in this whole country, when you run for any, if I was to run for Republican office or anything, you have to spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, $50 million, you know, and the people that get this money are all the people that are against us. It doesn't matter which party on that, you know, they're all one and the same. So we got to figure out that.
You just said it's a political class, and I'm glad you're meeting with Tucker. I know lives in Florida. We talk sometimes. Some of us said hi, but that's why I'm saying he recognizes how important what you're doing. I mean, you're a great guy. You started your own business. I think you're the perfect leader to launch the National Alliance.
Well, let's get a TV platform that's all conservative. That the money goes into the conservative pockets instead of basically these. The globalists, because we know that you know every national TV station is owned by these same globalists, and where all the money goes. The other thing I want to bring up is I was talking to a teacher. I got a lot of family back in Delaware. It's a huge shutdown state, and they said the suicides up there are up 300%, and it doesn't fit the media narrative, so they're not talking about it. But when we look at how many people have really died in addition to from 2020 to 2019. I think there's probably more people that died of suicide in addition than there were of COVID.
Right. And roughly the same number died 2020, died 2019, and most of that was other deaths. The flu, gunshot wounds. It's a total fraud. It's literally a paper tiger. It's built on sand. Yeah.
So what can we do? I mean, we know Fauci is nothing more than a political activist. We know, I had this doctor call, you know, reported, I can't remember his name right now, but, Cleavon Gilman. He's basically a hack, physician. He's a political activist, but he basically made this comment. He's got 180,000 followers, said, let him die. He's telling us die when we're the only ones that are living. The people that are in lockdown are the ones that are dying. And it really hurts me that there's so many people that are so afraid of dying that they've chosen not to live anymore. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's the most sad thing.
Well, I'll say this. I look at your store. Everybody looks super healthy compared to like a Walmart or an HEB or a Whole Foods. You go to Whole Foods. These places look, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best shape like you, but I'm in okay shape. I work out. These people look dead. They're like waddling around and like wearing two masks. You can't even breathe. It's crazy.
So I built this store so that I could be around all the people that I want to be around, the energy that I want to be around. And the employees we have here are amazing. The customer base, all of our customer base are all, I would say 95% of our customer base are all patriots because we came, like I said, we came out against the other side early on a year ago and we proudly fly our Trump flags. And a lot of those people just chose not to shop with us. I've been saying it all year. This is possibly the happiest place in the whole world.
Alfie, again, I want listeners to recognize this, and Tucker Carlson is smart. He recognizes it, that you're Americana. And the fact that America was never perfect, but had an idea of freedom. So as soon as we hung out our shingle, we became the most successful country in the world. In 1955, we were 4% of the world's population. 96% of the world lived somewhere else. We had 50% of the wealth then. But we generated it. We didn't steal it from somebody. We generated it. And so that's the example of you're like a little slice, a postage stamp of America. But the success you've had then is a replicator to cure the disease. So you're literally like penicillin when we've stepped on a nail. And so that's why it's so beautiful and so great. And I just want to see Austin businesses do this. I want to see companies around the nation and the world lead us out of this new dark age that Klaus Schwab admits is a carbon neutral deal to shut everybody down but them. Then the banks buy everything up. I mean, this is a Lex Luthor diabolical plan.
Capitalism is the greatest thing ever. Nothing has ever unleashed, the potential for people to get out of poverty and people to do well. I grew up poor. I'm living the American dream. But capitalism that they try to make seem like a bad thing to a lot of the left, There's a big difference between capitalism and crony capitalism that's sponsored by the government. And that's what all this, that's what this whole globalism thing is about. It's not about true capitalism. It's about, you know, the government backed crony capitalism. And that's the worst. That's even, that's the worst type of,
it's not insider deals. Really. All of it's insider. And now they're saying, you're not essential at your grocery store, but Walmart is essential. You're not essential, Alfie Oaks. You're not essential, Alex Jones. You're not essential, Jane Doe. Well, guess what? I am essential, and I'm going to act like it. And people, but just to be clear, you're getting more business now that you did the right thing.
Absolutely. Well, we like I said, we lost probably a $10 million school contract because it's the government based. But outside of that, we're getting more business around than ever. This 2020 was probably 300% increase over the year before. We've been blessed. You know, I feel sorry for so many people that are suffering in these lockdown areas, especially the people that are in their houses scared to death. We have literally every day, we probably have 8,000 people come through the door a day. Literally every day, maybe about 150 to 200 new people that haven't been here before. And they're all coming in, like 1,150 people a day moving to Florida. We have people from New Jersey and Chicago you know, all these lockdown states coming here. And when they come in, you can tell when they're the new customer because they come in and they can't even believe their eyes. And then they're like, no one's wearing a mask. Like, I'm like, listen, no one's getting sick. You've been buying into a scam. And a lot of times it's hard for them to believe, but it doesn't take much for them to come in. And the number one thing that I hear over and over and over again, I feel like where it's normal again. It's the only place that I've been. And I feel like, and the people come back. I have people that come here 7 days a week because it's the happiest place in the world.
Alfie, you just read my mind. And I'm not just, regular viewers know I don't normally talk like this. This is, you read my mind. I was literally about to say, what is it like when new people come in and it's like, we're back in freedom? Because all the time I wake up happy in the morning and I remember all the stuff and I go, oh, you know. And so I was going to say, what's it like to like kind of wake back up and you're back in a free country again? You're not under the hysteria. You're not under the fear. What is it like when they walk in and boom, right as I was about to say it, you broke that down. So it's almost like a deprogramming place you've got.
It is. First of all, I've never felt more, you know, you saw in the video, I've never felt more loved. I've never had more people, you know, to show their affection. Even with this newscast that came out, I probably got 100 letters, people bringing me gifts saying, stand strong, don't let them break you down. And it is amazing. And I'm blessed to be here, blessed to be doing it. We're going to keep fighting. So many people that have come through these doors have awakened and went back to explain to the people, you know, back in these areas that are being, you know, riddled with tyranny, really, and fear. And fear is the number one way. The media keeps saying the lie 1,000 times a day. You can understand why people aren't, you know,
but then you call
the lie is so big.
Exactly. The lie is so big. You call out the emperor's new clothes. Alfie Oaks, I know you're busy. American, a patriot, a businessman. Promise me you'll come back next week, give us an update. I'm going to try to send a reporter out there to do an HD interview so people can see how amazing your store is. But, again, we salute your leadership, and you're right. Those being gaslighted by media can now see the sanity and that your people aren't dying and that it's all a fraud. So, again, you give me hope in this very depressing time, my friend.
I'm so blessed to be on your show to get the truth out, and we are soldiers on the same team. We all need to band together, and I look forward to working with you to try to get bold business owners for liberty together, because it's we can make the difference right now. Now is our time to take this platform and move forward.
General Oaks, I am ready to line up and salute. We love you and we appreciate you. And when you get demonized, that's the sign of freedom, folks. When he gets demonized, support him. When I do get demonized, support Trump. God bless you, sir. We'll talk soon.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.